You're listening to SBS News.
Stephen Kane, to what extent has the coronavirus pandemic actually helped your business?
What we've said is that in December, we started to see an improvement in sales in our business, and that was from underlying changes we were making in terms of improving product and so on. That carried on through January and February, and then COVID hit, and what we saw was those panic buying scenes that started in supermarkets and then spread to liquor stores. So it's fair to say that the sales have certainly been boosted at Coles and at Liquorland and so on. What it's also fair to say is that the sales at Coles Express, and particularly of fuel, they've gone in the opposite direction.
Can you talk me through those COVID-related costs?
Well, most of the costs that we're talking about are to do with health and safety. And what we've said is, in the current quarter that we're in right now, we're going to be adding about $100 million of cost to the business. And that's on things like greeters, sanitization, regular cleans of our DC operations and so on. What we also said today is that the sales are still elevated in the business. So as it stands at the moment, the sales are covering the additional costs that we've put into the business. Clearly, the sales will be dependent on whatever the state regulations are at the time.
You mentioned hand sanitizers, and we've seen changes in stores like Perspex screens, increased cleaning, but also fewer food areas like delis. So how will the supermarket floor look different in the medium term?
Yeah, it's interesting. What we've seen is that the categories in demand are around scratch cooking. So flour's gone up, meat has gone up. We're selling fewer barbecue chickens. We're selling fewer impulse items like a can of Coke on the way out because there's less transactions going on in stores. So the result of COVID is that in the old days, people were shopping more frequently for more fresh food. What COVID has done is made people stay at home a little bit more and consolidate their shops. So they're doing bigger shops less frequently now. From a deli point of view, what we're trying to do is to make our best stores' delis better. But we've also got a program going on in stores where there's much lower volume to move to a self-serve deli.
Does the pandemic reduce the need for in-store promotions? And does that mean grocery prices are more expensive now than when they were pre-pandemic?
What happened during the height of the panic buying, let's call it, was that there wasn't sufficient stock on the shelf at any one time to be able to promote. And so the product availability meant we had to reduce the number of promotions taking place. The number of promotions taking place in store today is back where it was. There's lots of half price specials. They're incredibly popular. What COVID has done is it's made us really think hard about the digital future. And what we found is that we stopped printing the catalogues during COVID. And in the intervening time, what we've been doing is developing our digital content so that now we're able to launch Coles & Co. Digital, which will eventually replace that printed catalogue that goes to people's doors currently. So a lot of change that's come about because of COVID, and also people at home now, broadband networks better, they've got better devices, and they're using digital more often, more of the time.
And what do you think your role is in educating the community, especially migrant communities, about COVID safety when in your stores?
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. And the main thing we have as Coles is we want to be a very diverse organisation. And what we like to do is to make sure that we've got a strong cross representation of the local community in our store. Clearly, what's happened in Victoria over recent months is we've seen the government in particular put out communication in far more languages to make sure that everybody in the local communities understands what the rules and regulations are. From our point of view, what we're trying to do is tailor the ranges in stores for all of those communities as well. So in some areas, we're putting in more Asian ranges. In other areas, we're putting in more Lebanese. In other areas, we're putting in bigger convenience food ranges and so on. So what we're trying to do as Coles is to tailor our offer towards the local community. And from a team point of view, whether it's Indigenous, whether it's male, female, gender mix and so on, we're trying to make sure that Coles is the most diverse organisation in Australia.